You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Unfortunately, Alice Canton is away today, but I'm back hosting Stage Direction, which is actually how I first got involved at BFM. So I feel very happy to be able to have a kōrero today, joined by Angela Yang and Cindy Jungvalo, who are the performers and creators around a show in the Auckland Arts Festival this year called I Don't Want to Dance Alone. Ooh. How are you both going this morning?
Great, really good.
Feeling good, thank you.
Well, I'm very excited to talk about this show because I was just saying off mic, dancing is probably one of the forms of art that's a little outside of my wheelhouse and comfort zone, which is kind of why you guys created the show. So do you want to let the audience know a little bit about what you're exploring with this piece?
Yeah, I would love to. So the work is called I Don't Want to Dance Alone, and it's perfect for anyone who just loves movement and, just like you said, outside their comfort zone. That's exactly who we want. It's a contemporary community dance work. We've got all ages cast. Our youngest is 10, 10 and 14.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, and so, we've got a variety of all these diverse people, and it's a 12-person cast, so lots of people, but it's been wonderful. Yeah, I'd love to pass it on to you, Angela, to see, you know, like, how it's actually been for you, because I could be like, yeah, it's been amazing, and then, like, you know, I'm the director and things, so I always feel weird saying, like, it's been amazing, and, like, we're such a family, and it's just like, I don't know, is it?
That's not true at all.
Thanks, Angela.
No, I've really loved being part of this, and it's been such a privilege for me as well. I've been involved since 2022 in the first development showing in Onehunga, and I sort of came along because I used to do, you know, follow dance tutorials in the comfort of my own garage.
Didn't
know a thing about dance, and then came along to some community workshops run by Cindy, and then I was like, oh, this is kind of good, this is kind of fun, I get to loosen up, it's really fun to move my body, and then I just kept coming along to the workshops, and the workshops became the rehearsals, and I was like, oh, this is great, and then before we know it, we were back on stage, so it was really great, and it's such a privilege to be part of this whole project.
And so what inspired this piece?
Yeah, so I have a background in contemporary dance, and I also teach community dance on a regular, like I taught with Star Jam, which is an organisation that supports people with disabilities to older adults as well. And I just had a passion to bring those two elements together and really create a work that is, I guess, inclusive, but also a safe space, because I really find, like, with dance spaces or art spaces, there's a bit of, like, elitism or competitiveness, and I just wanted to create, a space where people could just move freely and enjoy movement, but also, like, to heal kind of my inner child, I've got, like, I don't know, just a lot of experiences in toxic dance studio spaces, and I was like, I really want there to be, a representation of Asian people in contemporary dance spaces.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's on as part of the Auckland Arts Festival, but you were saying that it's been sort of in development for a couple of years now. Yes. Has it? What's that process been like over the last two or so years, especially, you know, with a cast of such a size, 12 people, it's pretty big.
Yeah, iterative. So it sort of started off with this, the same kaupapa, but, you know, at a limited or more reduced budget. And I'm really, really excited to be bringing it into Q Theatre in the loft. And it's been, even though some of the cast of the original cast have since moved overseas, they've gone to do great things over in France and Hong Kong, but we've welcomed new members into the huddle. And I think that's really what it's all about, is just being inclusive and everyone can dance. That's really the message.
And what's the experience of this show going to be like for an audience member? What can people expect walking into the space?
Yeah, so it's kind of an emotional roller coaster as well. Like, there's definitely fun elements. Like, it's a very fun show. And I think that's what we kind of need during this, like, really rough period for a lot of people and what's going on as well in Gaza and everything. So I reckon, I think if you want to have just, like, a good time, like, it's definitely the show to come to. But I guess it's, like, a bit of an emotional roller coaster just because there are definitely personal parts within the work that is, is something that each cast member's also contributed, so it's not just my own story.
Yeah, and we're calling it a contemporary dance show, and it has a lot of contemporary dance in it, but it also has other elements. Like, for example, I'm one of the people that do a little spoken word piece that we wrote specifically for the show, and it's been really exciting to share that on stage. My first time performing spoken word on a stage as part of a contemporary dance show. I don't get to say that that often, but it's been really amazing, just the collaborative process and everyone just being able to bring their genuine selves and what they're good at and what they're passionate about to the piece.
Amazing. Yeah. And just to wrap up, I'm very curious, what do you love about dance? Like, what do you get from dance as a form of art that maybe you don't get from anything else?
Yeah, I really enjoy the freedom in movement, especially in improvisation. There's a part in our piece as well that's through improvised music as well as improvised movement. And I just love the freedom, like I said, but also I think dance is the perfect tool for collaboration. Like, we actually have all our music is originally composed as well by Callum Lee from Rewind Field.
Yes, we love Callum's music here.
Yeah, yeah. So if you love Callum's music, yeah, please, like, come along. We've got some of his tracks, and we've all, again, collaborated together through music, you know, spoken word. There's improv theatre. There's just a whole bunch. Oh, and our costumes are fabulous. So, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. So if you're listening and you want to come along to I Don't Want to Dance Alone as part of the Auckland Arts Festival, one of my favourite times of year in Tāmaki Makaurau, there's just so much on to get amongst, you can go to qtheatre.co.nz and buy some tickets. This show is on from the 15th till the 17th of March, so just a three-night season. Definitely not one to miss. It sounds really phenomenal. Thank you so much, Angela and Cindy, for coming on to have a kōrero about it. And best of luck for tech. You're going into tech tomorrow, is that right?
Yes.
Ooh, exciting. And see you at the theatre.
Thank you so much.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.